Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower. Good afternoon. I am so glad that you've joined me on today, and I'm so excited about today and thanking God as always for the love affair that he and I share. It's totally beyond compare, and God is just awesome, and it's just such an awesome time to just be in his presence. And when are we in his presence? All the time, 24/7. We are always in God's presence, and so I'm just thanking God, and I give God all honor and praise for just being the God that he is and just being God all of the time. He is just worthy of our praise, and he's worthy of our worship, and we just love and adore him because he is God. And I'm just thanking God for each and every one of you who have come to join us on today. I'm really glad that you have seen fit to come to be with us at this time. And I just want to direct you to our website, www.themeplace.org or jackieshowers.com. We have lots of information up there that's happening right now. We're still in the throes of offering a special package of coaching services where it's 50% off. And so we are offering that right now. You want to take advantage of it. So for the price of for six coaching sessions, you can get six coaching sessions for the price of three, 12 for the price of six, and 24 for the price of 12. So you really want to take advantage of it, and you really want to participate, you know, to take advantage of it while it is still going on. We don't know if it's going to come back again. We don't know if we're going to do it again. We've never done it before, but we've been offering this, and you want to make sure that you get your spot, that you don't miss your spot, that you're able to really take advantage of it, and you're able to really partake in it. But I am real excited, and I just want to say, beginning on next Monday, you want to mark your calendars. Next Monday at 11:59, we will kick off the October 11:59, a minute to midnight Marketplace Prayer Boot Camp. We have that the full week every month, the first full week of every month. We host 11:59 Marketplace Prayer Boot Camp, a minute to midnight Marketplace Prayer Boot Camp. So I know that you're saying, well, why is it at a minute to midnight? That is what the Lord gave us to do, is a minute to midnight. It's just something about that midnight hour where you're really able to go in there and affect change in your life. So you want to make sure that you're with us at 11:59, a minute to midnight, and that'll be from October 6th through October the 13th. So mark your calendars and just plan to come and plan to be with us on that day. We're just looking to have such an awesome time as we just continue to go forth and as we just continue to become everything that God envisioned so we can experience what he saw. And so I'm just excited for every one of you. I'm excited for what's happening in your lives. And again, we'd love to hear about it. Make sure you, when you go to our website, that you become a subscriber so you can know exactly everything that we're doing and all of the things that we are doing in order to get that message out there. So you want to make sure that you are connected, and we want to make sure that you are connected. You can also follow us on Facebook. You can on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google+, Instagram. We are out there It's just a matter of you just connecting with us. And it's our goal that we definitely want to connect with you. You want to make sure that you get all of our daily information that's sent directly to our subscribers, and our weekly information is sent directly to our subscribers. So you want to make sure that you're part of it and that you are connected, and that you are connected with us all of the time. So with all of that being said, we are looking to move forward in what we in our discussion on this morning. And this morning we are talking about you can be that entrepreneur if you believe it. You know, one of the things that the Word of God tells us in Matthew, the 11th chapter and the 23rd verse, and it just communicates it so well, because what is basically letting us know that the only limits that's being placed on us are the limits that we really place on ourselves. Because if whatever you believe in, if you believe it, you will be able to do it. It's just a matter of, do you believe? And that scripture, and I just want to share that scripture with you, even as we prepare to move forward talking about you can be that entrepreneur if that's your desire. And I'm going to start from the 20s, and we're going to go down to the 24th verse. And Jesus answering says unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And it's no difference in believing that you want to be an entrepreneur. You may be an entrepreneur, and it seems as though that things are not happening in the way in which you desire for them to happen. Things are not going in the way that you wish that they would go. But in spite of, and nevertheless, this is one of the things that I want you to begin to understand. If it is your desire to be an entrepreneur, then you can do just that. All you have to do is begin to move in that direction. Romans 12 and 2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you can walk in the perfect and acceptable will that God has for your life. If you feel that being an entrepreneur is that perfect and acceptable will that God has for your life, then you have to begin to walk circumspectly. You know, it's just like when Jesus called the disciples, they said they straightway got up immediately and went to do it. And so if you feel as though God has called you to be an entrepreneur, then you need to be moving circumspectly in that direction, doing what is necessary in order for you to be a success. You must do what is necessary in order for you to be a success. Believing is an action word. Faith is an action word. If you have believing faith, then you're taking some type of action every single day to reach your goal. Because believing is action, faith is action. Those are action words. Those are words that ignite you to do something. You're not going to just sit there and procrastinate. You're not going to sit there and just say, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be an entrepreneur. You're going to do what's necessary in order for you to begin to become that entrepreneur. And so what you want to begin to say is that I need to know exactly, you know, what is it going to take in order for me to do it. Number one, you need to find out how to start your business if you haven't already started. You need to get the name of your business registered with your local authorities. You need to get your tax ID number. These are just some of the things that you're going to need to do in order for you to get your business. You need to come up with at least a strawman of a business plan of how you envision that business to be. And you can start off with a strawman, because basically it's going to be a lot of the ideas that you have inside of your head, but that's going to be that's going to be the basis in which you're going to use as you develop your business plan. But these are some of the things that you want to do. You want to join organizations. in order for you to begin to get involved. But I want to say that if you are looking and you're saying, well, I'm going to start my business in my home. And nowadays you're finding that there are more and more businesses that are started in the home. So if you decide to do that, you have to look at all of the nuances. And I just want to say right here that, you know, God, he really believed in people having businesses. He believed in it. If you look at when you go through the Bible and you begin to look at some of those who had their businesses, you look at Abraham, you look at Lydia. Lydia is my favorite woman in the Bible. In Acts, the 16th chapter, she was a business owner. They owned businesses. They owned property. And so we know that God believes in us being a business owner. And he believes in entrepreneurship. And even as we are moving throughout this particular dispensation, and even as we are looking and saying to ourselves, what is it? Why is God saying he's calling us to this? Well, we always quote the scripture, the wealth of the wicked is being transferred into the hands of the righteous. And I'm probably paraphrasing, but. And so if you begin to look at that, you need to understand that there are seven mountains that God is strategically placing those in the kingdom of God, the media, the family, business, religion, education, government, arts, and entertainment. These are the seven mountains of influence where God is positioning you. So whatever business you're in, you want to begin to look and say, what is my business? Who is my target audience for my business? And why am I starting a business? But I want you to know that one of the ways that you can sort of look at it and say, well, I want my business to be successful. So what you get out of your business in the form of personal satisfaction, financial gain, stability, and enjoyment will be determined by what you put into your business. Whatever you're willing to put into your business, the time, the effort, the money, the sweat, the tears, and the prayers, even more, whatever you put into your business, that's what you're going to get out. But you want to enjoy what you're doing. You know, you get a job, and the reason you got a job is because you needed money in order to pay for your daily living expenses. But oftentimes there's a place in our hearts with our jobs. We're not doing what we really want to do in our jobs, or we may be doing what we want to do in our jobs, but we want to have our own business. And so you want to do something that you enjoy. If you enjoy it, you're going to put in your due diligence to make sure that it happens. If it's something that you really don't enjoy, you're not going to do your due diligence to make it happen, because then it becomes drudgery, and it's not something that's going to bring you enjoyment. And if it becomes drudgery, believe me, it's going to be reflective in what you present. And if what you're presenting is not good, you're not going to make it as an entrepreneur. So you want to enjoy it. You got to take it seriously. You know, you cannot be effective and successful in business unless you truly believe being an action word in your business and in the goods and services that you sell. If you don't believe in it, how in the world do you think you're going to get others to believe in it? You know, and a lot of home business owners, you know, they fail to take their own businesses seriously because they can easily get sidetracked. They, you know, people, and a lot of times when you're in a home-based business and people think, oh, well, they're just home, I can go out and hang out with them. You got to take your business seriously, and you got to let people know, just like when you at work, when I'm at home doing my business, I'm at work. Take it seriously. You respect it, and you make sure others respect it. The more you respect your business and respect that position of an entrepreneur, the more others will respect it as an entrepreneur. And so you have to say that I'm at work, and when I'm at work, I can't be playing. I mean, and yes, your schedule may be a little more flexible because you do have control over your time, but you got to manage your time wisely. The Word of God tells us in Psalms 90 and 12, teach me to number my days that I can apply my heart to wisdom. Teach me how to maximize this allotted time that you have given me. And even more so when you're an entrepreneur, you have to manage your time. You have to come up with a schedule, and you have to plan everything. Planning every aspect of your home, of your business, whether it's a home business, but more than likely when you start off, it is going to be a home business. But as you grow, you will take it outside the home. But if you have established good operating skills inside the home, when you're ready to go outside that house, and you're ready to go to a brick and mortar building, or you're ready to rent some space, believe me, all of this planning, all of this discipline is going to pay off, and it's going to make you a better entrepreneur. But if you believe in your heart that I can be an entrepreneur, then you also have to believe in your heart that I got to do my due diligence. I got to make the necessary changes in order for me to be the entrepreneur that I know that I can be. And so you have to do these things. You have to take them into heart. You have to be realistic with yourself, and you have to plan. You have to have some type of plan. You have to develop a business plan. You have to have a business model that's going to take you through. This is what you need to do. You have to do that. And we're not going to get into all that's needed because we're going to do that at a later time, and we're going to be doing some of that in webinars, seminars, and workshops. And so you want to make sure that you are a subscriber so you can get that information. Go to our website, www.themeplace.com. Just like it sounds, themeplace.org, so you can subscribe and you can make sure that you will get our information. But you must have a business plan, because your business plan is going to help you expand and grow as you become that business owner. And as you become more and more taking on the mindset of an entrepreneur, I think one of the biggest things about being moving from an employee to an entrepreneur is you got to stop thinking like an employee. And you got to think like a business owner. And so your business plan, it is a map to take you from point A to point Z. And you can use it as a yardstick to measure the success of each individual plan or segments within the plan, because there are various segments within that's going to be within your business plan. But we're not going to get into that now. We'll get into that at a later date. You want to manage your money wisely, because the lifeblood of any business is going to be cash flow. So you need to make sure you're managing your inventory, you're managing all of your line items. And if you don't know what to do, get wisdom. The Word of God tells you to get the wisdom. There are seminars and workshops. You can go to the Small Business Administration, or you can go with sister organizations that have partnered with the small businesses organizations that are providing all of this type of information. And we also will be providing webinars and seminars in order to help you become the entrepreneur and to be a self-sustaining entrepreneur that you are looking to do. We have partnered with the Small Business Administration. Matter of fact, they were one of our keynote speakers at O Breakout Empowerment and Leadership Experience last year. So you want to make sure that you stay connected. And then you have to know how to ask for the sale. You can't be mamsy-pamsy. You cannot be a wussy when it comes to being an entrepreneur. You have to be assertive. I don't want to say aggressive. And the reason I don't want to say aggressive is that sometimes you can become aggressive. And in the process of your being aggressive, you can offend. Your goal is not to offend. Your goal is to get the sale. Your goal is to get the business. And so if that's your goal, you can be assertive. And sometimes we have to tell ourselves, I'm assertive, I'm not aggressive. And even if sometimes people want to say, well, you're so aggressive, correct them. Correct them right there and say, no, I'm not aggressive, I'm assertive. I believe in what I'm doing. I believe I'm selling a valuable product. I believe it is something that people need. And so I'm assertive because I'm a kingdom solutionist, and I'm solving a problem, and I'm giving them something that's going to make their lives better. You have to believe in it. And when you believe in it, it will enable you to ask for the sale. And I'm telling you, that's what you have to do. But you have to, you're going to have to become a salesperson regardless. You got to remember, I don't care what it is, it's all about the customer. The customer may be wrong, but if you pray and ask God exactly how to deal with the customer that's wrong, but you still want to maintain the loyalty of the customer, even if the customer doesn't buy your product, you don't want that customer to be a customer that walks away saying bad things. So you pray, ask God exactly how to frame your words in talking to that person. But remember that it's all about the customer. It's about providing solutions, and you are a kingdom solutionist. What is a kingdom solutionist? Nothing but a servant in the marketplace. That your ministry is in the marketplace, and you are serving others as a ministering agent in the marketplace. And so you want to make sure that as that ministering agent, that you are always treating your customers with the utmost of respect, even if they may not treat you the same way. Love conquers all. So if you have compassion and love, and you're exhibiting charity to them, believe me, it'll make them come down. But you want to operate your businesses with just weight, with fairness, that your customers will know you're not trying to take advantage of them. You have to be a shameless promoter. You have to promote yourself all the time without becoming obnoxious. Because sometimes people get tired of self-promotion. So you have to have a balance. And the balance means that you in the process of your promoting yourself, you may promote somebody else. You may help somebody else. And so one of the greatest myths about personal or business success is that eventually your business, personal abilities, products or services will get discovered. And then all of a sudden, everybody in the world is going to say, oh, I want Jackie's product. That's not how it happens. You have to make them say, I want Jackie's product. And I'm just saying it's Jackie's product. You can put your name in there. But I want that product right now. I need it. And the only way you're going to do that is you have to be a shameless self-promoter. You have to know about branding, know about marketing. You have to know how to use social media. You have to become intimately acquainted with technology. You must do these things. You know, self-promotion is one of the most beneficial, underutilized marketing tools that you really need to use, and it's free, especially if you are an emerging to small business or a home-based business. Learn to self-promote. Learn to toot your own horn. This is the time when you have to toot your own horn. Toot, toot. And you have to tell people about you, about who you are. If you don't, who will? And you have to ask yourself that all the time. If I don't, who will? But you don't want to be obnoxious. You don't want it to be where it offends people. But you must do it in such a way that it draws people to you and it don't repel them from you. Your whole goal is to get clients, to get customers, to use your business because you are providing them a valuable service that they really need or product. You always want to have a business image, you know, because when you walk in there, people are going to size you up. They're going to look at you from your feet to your head. They're going to look at your shoes and say, oh, look at them raggedy shoes. And you know what? And you may say, well, I'm trying to start a business. I'm a poor business owner. I'm trying to get started. But you know what? You don't have to look poor. You don't have to look like you're poor. And because you're not poor, all it is that you're working your business and you're waiting for the money to manifest. So you're not poor. You're just the money. The money just hasn't manifested. But you don't have to look poor. You can put on a business demeanor where you'll walk in the room and people won't know. They won't know what your financial portfolio looks like. But you have to be conscious of it all the time. You always want to have a professional business image if possible. And you have to, and because that's what people want. Even in your home office, you got to keep the noise to a minimum. So when you're talking to clients, you know, you may have small children, you're going to have to work it out. We understand that if you are a mother or a stay-at-home dad, or a mom dad, then you have to balance it. If you're doing your home-based business, you're going to have to balance it. But if you're doing any business, always know whatever your environment is, it must be free of a lot of clutter in the background, or it's going to seem as though that you're not really organized. And you want to keep your visual place organized so then you can work more efficiently. And so you're going to have to create that. You have to create a place where the creativity can flow, and it can flow freely. And when I say creativity, I'm not talking about if you draw a painting or anything like that. I am talking about the creative flow of the business ideas that God has given you in order for you to be successful in business. That is the creative flow that I'm talking about, that you must always have that creative flow going, because you want to know that you're being successful. So your environment, that it is important in order for you to have this creative flow moving and going forward. But I'm telling you, I know in my heart of hearts that God has called many of you to be entrepreneurs. Get to know your customers. We talked a little bit about customers. I just want to say, get to know them. Don't just always have them where you're calling on them to buy something. Get to know them when you're talking to them. Find out about who they are. Find out if they're married, if they have children, what their likes are. You know, so then you can talk to them about something other than just business. And you're creating a relationship. And a relationship, it's when you create that relationship, it shows to them that you care more about them than whether or not they buy your product. But you definitely want them to buy your product, so don't forget that. Technology. Learn it. Use it. Learn it some more, and use it some more. Because this is going to be something where you can leverage. You are able to use technology. Even though you may not have a lot of money, but you can make yourself look like you're one of the big boys or the big girls. And in the process, that will translate, because people do want to, even though you may be a smaller business, they need that comfortability to let them know they can trust you. Technology can help you with that. Your website, you know, if you're looking to get a website built, you know, there are places you can get a website built for almost nothing. We also build websites. But there are places that you can do it. You want to put that professional face on all the time. Your branding is so important. I can't specify that enough. Your branding, it has to be a brand of excellence. It has to be a brand that speaks to what your product is or what your service is or the image that you're trying to project. Your brand has to speak to that. And you want to make sure that your brand is speaking to that all the time. If as your business grow, you got to build a good team. You have to have a good team of individuals that you can trust, that you know got your back, that's committed to the business, that's committed to the vision, that's committed to the success of the vision in the business. You want to know that. And it may include some family members. It may include some friends. It's going to include everybody that's a part of your chain, your suppliers, your business alliances, your employees, your subcontractors, the industry, the business associations that you get involved in, the chambers of commerce, the local government, and the community. So you always have to realize you may have your team of businesses, but your team is really bigger than that, because you have to be dependent on vendors and suppliers to make sure that you can get your product and service to the customer. So it's always these contingencies of teaming that's part of your business that you cannot lose sight of, and that you always have to nurture them and nurture them in order for them to grow. Who are your stakeholders? Who are those that have a stake in your business in order for your business to be successful? And become known as an expert. Position yourself as an expert. If you don't have a blog, I really recommend that you do start blogging, because you can begin to blog what you know. And as you begin to learn more and more, you're blogging what you know, and you're able to share it with others. And in the process of you're sharing what you know, you position yourself as an expert. Identify places where you can become speakers. You want to position yourself so then people will buy your services. people will come after your services. So these are all the things that you are looking to do. These are all the things that you can do, and many of them are cost efficient. They are low to no money. We do a program called Branding and Marketing on Less Than a Shoestring Budget, knowing how to market and brand yourself for little to no money. And you can do it, and in the process of doing it, you will look good. You will come out, and people will say, well, I never heard of this company, but they look like they've been around for a while. You may have hit the market last week, but the way you position yourself, and you're gonna, and it's the same way as positioning yourself as an expert. Read, do your due diligence. Make sure that you know exactly what you need in order for you to be successful. You want to make sure that what you are putting out there, that it represents who you are all of the time. You want to make sure that it represents you. You want to make sure that that it makes people say, I want to work with that person. And so you have to make sure that in the process of building a team, that your team is including all the people that help you look good. And you got to stay abreast. I love Proverbs 24:3-4 that says, any enterprise is built by wise planning, becomes strong through common sense, and profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts. This is the Living Bible's translation. This scripture, make this a staple scripture. That's Proverbs 24, that's the 24th chapter, the 3rd through the 4th verse. Make this a staple scripture that you read every single day, and that's helping you to go to that next level, no matter what your business is. But that's what you want to do. You want to be able to know that this is what you're doing. You want to always create a competitive edge. The only way you can create a competitive edge, you got to know what your competitors are doing. You have to study your competitors just like you study yourself. Part of our program, we teach people how to develop comparative analysis, how you position your business, how you make your business stand out. What is your competitive edge? To understand exactly what makes me uniquely different than another business that may be providing similar service. What are they doing that I look at and say, oh, I think that's good. But what are they doing that I may look at and say, that's not bad. What am I doing? You have to create your own SWOT analysis all the time. These are things you have to do. Invest in yourself. You have to invest in seminars and webinars and training and books and just in the whole nine yards. You have to invest in yourself. Going out there, researching the internet, finding the information that you need so you can stay abreast. You want to attend top-notch entrepreneurs. They attend business and marketing seminars, workshops, and training courses. And you know what? And even if they have mastered the subject, they will go back and do it because they know that things are changing, and especially when it comes to technology, things are changing. So you always want to stay abreast of the facts. This is how you're going to create the sustainability and the progress for your companies to grow, for your company to go to the next level as an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur never stops investing in the most powerful, effective, and best business and marketing tool at their disposal, which is what? You. It's you. You are the Me Incorporated. That's you. It is you, Me Incorporated. And you got to invest in you. It doesn't matter how large you become or how small you are. You have to constantly invest in yourself. Be accessible. Be accessible so then you can create alliances and have meetings with persons. But be accessible. Be accessible to your customers. Be accessible to your clients. Be accessible to your colleagues. Because this is important. Don't just cluster yourself away because you have a home business. You said, well, I'm just staying in the house. Stay in the house and your business is going to stay in the house. It's not going to grow. And so your whole goal is to expand, to grow. You are looking to have a business that's going to be a much larger business. So as a result, you want to do your due diligence. You want to make sure that you are building a rock solid reputation. Your reputation is key. Integrity is key. You always want to walk in your integrity. Let your nay be nay and your yea be nay according to the word of God. Your reputation, you are the owner of your reputation. You are the one who protects your reputation. No one else does this but you. So you have to protect your reputation. You have to make sure that in the process, that you are, that everything that you do, you're doing it with a spirit of excellence. You always have to ask yourself that if what I'm doing, it will it have a negative bearing on myself. Get involved. Get involved with your community. Get involved with local things that's happening in your community so you also will be a good Samaritan in your community. And I'm telling you, when you get involved in activities that's in your community, you will begin to meet people who need your services, who need your products. And they will be a more willing to work with you because they'll know who you are because you've worked right alongside of them. You've worked at food banks. You've worked at organizing events. You've worked at in local politics, working right alongside others and helping to build up your community. Be a good Samaritan. You want to grab attention. And again, it goes back to marketing. You want to grab attention, your promotional activities, the promotions that you do, all of it. It must be done with a spirit of excellence. Don't just put some garbage out there. Don't just put garbage out there. There are ways in which you can make great flyers. And if you don't know how to make them, they're cost efficient ways. Canva.com is one way. Canva.com. That's one way that you can do it. But there are so many others. And in branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget, we teach you all of these things in helping you to become that great entrepreneur and positioning yourself out there in the marketplace. You have to master the art of negotiations because you're going to be negotiating all the time. You're going to have to know how to read contracts. You're going to have to know how to negotiate. You're going to have to know how to get your little poker face on, as they say. You're going to have to know when to hold up, when to fold up, and when to walk away, and not to be afraid to walk away of a deal that does not seem as like it's going to be a win-win situation. Learn how to walk away. You want win-win arrangements. It means that everyone involved feels they have won. And so you want to know that you're winning. And you always, always, always want to include God through prayer, through meditation, seeking God for advice at every turn, seeking him to lead you, to guide you, and to direct your every step. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. Don't lean to your own understanding, to the finiteness of your wisdom, but lean to the infiniteness of God's wisdom throughout the life of your business. That's what you want to do. You want to make sure, we talked about making sure that whatever you're working in your home or your office, make sure that it's a place that's going to ignite that creativity. So you want to get and stay organized all the time. Develop systems that work for you. System that's going to work for you in helping you to do your day-to-day work efficiently. Small things such as creating a to-do list at the end of each business day or for the week or in the morning will help keep you on top of important tasks to tackle. Creating a single calendar to work from, not multiple sets for individual tasks or jobs, but one calendar so you can work from it. So when you look at it, you know exactly what needs to be done. You know exactly when that deadline comes in. Because if you have different calendars all over the place, you're not going to know exactly what needs to be done. And keep it in the forefront of your site. If it's on your computer, make it so every day it opens up so you can see exactly what's going on. Keep something up on your wall so you can know this is what's happening this week. So you want to incorporate new technology with old systems in order for you to be able to work efficiently. And realize you got to sleep. You got to get rest. You cannot work around the clock. You got to get rest. You got to factor in everything. You need to exercise. Factor in eating right. Factor in exercising. Factor all that in so you can be in optimum shape as that entrepreneur. So you got to factor all of this in. Don't just sit all day saying, well, I'm just working. Get up, take some breaks, do some stretching because you want to keep that adrenaline flowing. And that's why exercise helps to release those endorphins that enables you to think even more creatively. So you want to be able to do that. And you want to come up with your complete schedule that factors in your rest time, your exercise time, as well as to eat, so you can eat healthy, so you can plan healthy meals. You want to be an optimal performance in order for you to be effective. You know, limit the number of hats that you wear. You may have to solicit the service of others. And there are ways that you can do it as you're starting off cost efficiently. Again, we cover all of that in our webinar, in the branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget, as well as developing your business. And you want to follow up constantly, and you want to follow up quickly, all the time. Networking, follow up. Network, follow up. Network, follow up. Make a promise, follow up. You have to be the guardian of your word. And if you begin to look at all of these things that I've shared with you today, you'll be able to access this because it's up on our blog, Talk Radio, and you'll be able to access it. So then you can go back to it and you can look at it and say, I believe I can be an entrepreneur. Begin to adopt these principles into your life so then you can become that entrepreneur that you've been called to become for such a time as this, as a marketplace influencer. Remember, you are a marketplace influencer providing kingdom solutions into the marketplace to take the gospel into the marketplace. And God has given us business tools in order for us to use, so then we can be strategically positioned when he needs for us to speak to somebody or to be there. So I'm just so excited that you came and you joined us on today. I do hope that the information that was provided on Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, Blog Talk Radio on today, has helped you. But again, I want to direct you to our website. We are still doing that 50% special off of all of our personal coaching packages. So for the price of 3, you get 6. For the price of 12, you get 24. And price of 6, you get 12. So you want to take advantage of them, because we don't know how long this special is going to be going, but you want to take advantage of them. You can go to our website, www.themeplace.org. And we are so glad that you came to join us. Make sure you get up there, you subscribe, so you can get the information that's going to help you be that marketplace influencer God is calling for you to be today. And I'm so glad you joined me, and I'm excited that you have joined to come and be with us on today. And next week, put it on your calendar for Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie at 12 noon every Monday. You have a blessed week. Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Showers Blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.